What it do, ladies and gentlemen? It is your boy Saturnino back again on this beautiful Monday, trying to get the energy, trying to get the flow, trying way too hard. Should not be this hard for me, but you know what? I will keep pushing forward. I will continue to do what I do, whatever that is. I don't know what it is. I'm lost in this world, really. Do any of us know where we're going? Well, anyways, another weekend in the books, because right now we're here at Monday. A very interesting weekend for me, because it started off, I believe it was like Friday night or something. I noticed Kanye West's name coming up with Pornhub a lot. I was like, ah, no, Kim K back at it again. Let's see what's going on. Is there another tape out? No, actually, Pornhub had an award show. Yeah, that's a thing now, ladies and gentlemen. You can get an award for, I guess, being on Pornhub. I don't know how that works. I don't know what it is. But apparently, I didn't know this. I'm sorry, but Pornhub is very huge, apparently. To where they got, let's hire Kanye West money. That's how much money Pornhub has, ladies and gentlemen. Those underground conservatives really like to put their money into Pornhub. That's probably a majority of the money. Let's not kid ourselves, people. We can say whatever, like, all these people out here living their lifestyle. Now, it's the people who secretly live their lifestyle who put more money into it. That's what it is. Looking at you, guy saying that you're about family values. Oh, I know what videos you like, you dirty bastard. So, yeah, Pornhub making that kind of cash to where they hired Kanye West. So, sorry, I had to honk at a little puppy that was trying to cross the road right now. Go, little puppy, run. Ah. So where was I? Yes, Pornhub, Kanye West. They hired him as a creative director. He, like, put on a show. Apparently, he created some awards. I think he also dressed some of the people there. That's insane. That is, like, freaking insane. I don't know why that's so insane to me. Probably because I didn't really see that as his next move. I mean, but I'm not one to judge. I know you do you, man. You get your money, like, any way you can. Because he even says, like, you know, Watch the Throne 2's coming out, so... It's like double whammy. Pornhub, Watch the Throne 2, boom, boom. Like, whoa, Kanye, you just coming at every direction. I will forgive you for that little pump song then. God, that song gets on my damn nerves. I'm sorry, it just does. I'm too old for that. But yeah, so I wanted to investigate more and just like exactly how this whole relationship of Kanye West and Pornhub came about. So I went to the Pornhub website and unfortunately I'm easily distracted. So, like, after about 2 minutes, I was done. Like, yeah. So, but yeah, that was the beginning of a interesting weekend. And like Saturday, I did nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, I was like extremely crazy, stupid, lazy. I played video games. I went back to my WWE 2K, getting ready for the new one coming out. So that was pretty much my eventful life for Saturday, right there, living my best life. There was some whiskey involved. A lot of coffee. So yeah. Best Saturday ever. could have been better. Luckily my wife, she's very understanding. She's like, you have your lazy day. And I was like, thank you, boo. I love you. You my everything. You my Aztec goddess. So she treats me right. That's what I'm saying right there. And then, so because we were preparing for Sunday, we took the whole family, but it was mainly for my oldest one. For his birthday, we took him to San Antonio to the AT&T Center for Sneaker Jam. Just a whole giant venue right there on the floor of sneakers. If you were a sneakerhead, this was the place to be right there. It was awesome. I liked it. Because back in the day, I used to be really, 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 really care about my shoes. Now, you know what? Just I'm at that point in my life where just give me some good old slip-on Vans. Just give you the newspaper also. Let me put on my little sweater. And let's talk about current events. Yeah, I've turned into my dad. Slip-on shoes. That's where I'm at. But no, that's his whole thing. He loves sneakers. You know what? I hope he stays with it. I do have a lot of shoes. I've got, I think I got like a pair of shoe for every day of the month. But I'm like, I'm more of like, I want to wear them and I want to look like they're worn. I love that. That's just me. All right. I mean, back in the day, I used to buy all the stuff, the cloths, the Rain-X stuff for your shoe and whatnot. That really good foaming stuff you would put on there and you just scrub the crap out of it. But nah, like now, my favorite thing is getting some really nice looking shoes and just making them look worn. Like that's, you know, I'll clean them off every once in a while, but like it's not a priority to me. You know, I like to look like I've been places. That's my thing. I like to see that my feet have traveled. I guess it's like a mental thing. It makes me feel like I've done something. So, that's just me. But it was a great event. There was a DJ there. The new assignee to the Spurs was there taking pictures. I don't think they were doing autographs, which was weird, but okay. But yeah, and like another great thing, Dave and Buster's was there again. And my little 4-year-old took a spin at the wheel for a free prize. He got a spatula. And oh, Jesus, did he love that spatula. My goodness. It was one of those little extended spatulas, you know, you can make it longer. I don't understand the purpose. I guess you could be sitting down flipping burgers, I don't know, from far away. But yeah, no, he loved it. He thought it was like the greatest thing in the world. He's all about... He's a lot like me. He's all just about free stuff. Yeah, I don't care what it is. Just give it to me. So yeah, that was my Sunday. That was my beautiful Sunday with the whole family celebrating ever beautiful sneakers. Yeah, so everybody had a great time. Great music, great vendors, a lot of great artists also, because there's this table where you could actually get like do custom images on your sneakers. This guy did a really great job. There's people selling some awesome shirts also. It was just great fun. Everybody having fun. I noticed a K9 unit dog there. I was like, really? Can't people just have a good time? Why you got let the people be here. So my words of wisdom to anybody, if you ever want to go to an event like that, eat your edibles in the car, get rid of them real quick, and then go in there and have fun. That's all I'm saying. So on that note also, we kind of ended our Sunday with our two favorite things. Well, one of them's over now, but it was Power and Insecure. So now this is where I get into my whole spoilerific territory. And Power. Let's start off with Power. Y'all ready? Angie got shot! No more Jamie. I'm shot, Jamie. Oh, why'd they shoot me, Jamie? Yeah. So, and it was done none other than Tommy. Tommy shot. Because, you know, there was that whole thing where Tommy had to kill his dad because the Italians had said, your dad's a snitch. But, like, Ghost had, like, told him, like, look, this dude a snitch, I need Tommy to go kill him. And then that got back to Tommy, who was like, oh shoot, Ghost made me kill my dad without being there. So now Tommy pissed. Tommy's crazy. Ghost, get your friend, he crazy. And then and Dre in witness protection now. Oh, and Tasha just being a terrible friend. She terrible. She's the type of friend that would not have your face on a t-shirt. She would not go the Nicki Jam route. It's terrible. But yeah, the only good person in that show is Keisha. Like, leave her alone. Let her live her life. She got a kid. Leave her alone. Yeah. That show had me. Like, I thought they could not do their show because they killed Kanan, 50 Cent. I was like, oh, because let's face it, that dude was like indestructible. For how long now? Like, I think I've seen him shot, stabbed, set on fire. I want to say a plane fell on him. Like, he was just coming back. He was coming back for more every season. And it looked like he was going to make a Tariq, like, Kanan light, like Diet Kanan. Because it looked like he meant it, like he was just like a messed up Jedi with his little Padawan there, you know? So, but no. Kanan out. Looked like Angie might be out. Unless Jamie can do something. Jamie. So, yeah. But no, and then after that, our other show number two, Insecure. And I gotta say, this was probably one of the funniest episode. I mean, they're all like the she like those writers, Issa Rae, everyone, they know comedy. They know how to throw comedy in there even in serious moments. And last night was just like a whole like fun house of laughs, kids. Is that what the kids are saying? Fun house of laughs? Yeah? Okay. Man, they go to like Coachella to go see Beyonce, and yeah, nothing ever goes right because first of all, it didn't go right when you took your pregnant friend with you. Okay? That's, you know, I think everybody should have fun, but she probably should have left her home. But no, she came in clutch and she was hilarious. that was funny. And then, of course, you know, all of a sudden, Issa finds out somebody else is there. Nathan. Oh, look at all y'all Nathan Nation. Yeah. You know what? I can see why y'all like this dreamy guy. He's from Texas. That's why. We all dreaming out here. What's up? So, yeah, Nathan Nation. Y'all coming at heart. You know what? I'm going to tell y'all right now. It looks like they were good. It looks like, you know, getting up in a carousel, having your fun, you know, just enjoying life. But then the next morning, you decide, I need to go to 7-Eleven. I need to hydrate. Maybe buy some gum. And then all of a sudden, what happens? Lawrence Hive happens. That's what happens. We have assembled Lawrence Hive. Da, ha, ha, ha. Lawrence Hive, Hive, Hive. Lawrence Hive, Hive, Hive. Assemble. That's actually I'm trying to get that past the next Lawrence Hive meeting I'm going to be throwing to get that the official song. Don't know yet. Really, really pushing for that one. So, yeah, whatever Lawrence Hive chapter you're a part of, please let me know. Get back at me. Yeah, Lawrence is back, ladies and gentlemen. See? Oh, man, this show got me a ways. And she said, okay, I know Issa Rae has said, like, you know, she doesn't write this show for men. It's like, you know, whatever. But Issa, you got me, all right? Like, honestly, I thought for a second there I wasn't, like, in a relationship, starting off in a new relationship with Nathan. Like, I was like, okay. I was like, we could be bros, you know? Hey, what's up, bruh? You know, you're cool, bruh. It's just I got out of this other, like, you know, friendship relationship with my bruh. Lawrence, you know, I'm still torn up about that, bruh, you know, but we can still be bruhs. And then Lawrence comes back, ah, oh, bruh, yep. So now there's a rift in the universe. I could tell right now, if you go outside, you can feel the energy is kind of different. You see people kind of like looking at people weird, like, hey, you Nathan Nation, or you Lawrence High, what's up, you know? I gotta say, I'm for Lawrence. Even, yeah, see, and that's how much Lawrence has been in my life. I understand your pain, Issa. I understand your pain. Like, I was there with you, girl. You know, he was my bruh. He was your guy. So, yeah, Lawrence Hive is back. I can't wait. I knew he was gonna come back. I don't care what the hell Issa was saying on her little junkets. Lawrence who? Who's Lawrence? Oh my god, what? Is that your cousin? Who are you talking about? What? Like, no. Don't play those games with me. Quit playing games with my heart. Jesus. So yeah. I can't wait to see where this goes. Because I was telling my wife for a long time, Lawrence is going to show up in one way or another. I actually thought, like, a girl was going to request a lift and Issa was going to go pick her up. And she was getting in the car, and then her fiance was gonna get in the car, and it was gonna be Lawrence. Like, I thought that's the way it was gonna go down. But no, I'm more happy with this. There was chemistry there, people. You could just feel it. You could smell it. Or maybe that was just carousel sex. I don't know. I don't know what carousel sex smells like. Ew. Probably smells like carny also. Ew. But yeah, that was my eventful weekend. It was fun. I had a blast. I wouldn't, you know what, like, I always say, like, oh, it's boring, but nah, it's never boring. I have a great family, I have a great wife, I have two great kids, it's never boring. They always keep me on my toes, they keep me feeling young. Oh, even though I'm an old man, my bones, they ache, you know, so, there's that. But, you know, Today's Monday. I gotta figure my life out today for the rest of the week. So, yeah. Well, I feel like I've taken up enough of your time once again, ladies and gentlemen. So, whatever you do today, do it up big. Much love. Much peace. Hashtag Lawrence Hive. And I will talk to y'all later. Adios.